Hello everybody, this is Aaron Spears with Podcast For You. Thanks for listening to it. Hello everybody, this is an update to Rick Harmon's podcast on NVDA. NVDA is an open source screen reader, and it's free, of course, being open source and what. It stands for non-visual desktop access, and when Rick Harmon did his podcast, it was at revision 300-something. We needed an update for it at revision 425. They're up to revision 2000-something now in their snapshot archive. So, I figured I'd give an update. There's been a lot of changes since then, and there's a lot of changes we are waiting for that we know are coming along. So I figured I'd demonstrate some of the changes and talk about a couple of the new changes that will be coming along. So I guess we will go ahead and get started with that. So here we go. Alright, first we will install it. I had it installed already, but uninstalled it and deleted the installation folder so I could demonstrate. The last time, you know, somewhere around 425, old revisions or whatever, there wasn't an installer, I don't think. You just downloaded it and clicked on a file and the screen reader ran. You can still do that if you get a portable version from the snapshots or either of the two releases, 0.6p1 or 0.5. But I got an installer here, and it kind of makes sense to me to go ahead and get the installer anyway, because I can just copy the installed folder to my thumb drive and just use it that way after I've given it all the settings. I don't need to, you know, if I want to be fancy and install it on the computer, then I can do that. And also have my portable NVDA by just copying the folder that installed. So, okay. Let's see. Let's find the folders that have NVDA in.
Start menu 1 of 2. Internet. My documents. What? My leaving menus. My computer. Folder. Local disk C. Folder view list 2. Not selected. $AV8. Vote $AV8. Vote $.
And it's in downloads.
Downloads. Folder view list 2. Not selected. Acer drivers. 1 of 97. Software 8 of 97.
Software.
Folder view list 2. Not selected. Folder view list 2. Dot snapshot trunk R2260 installer X240 of 240.
And this is NVDA snapshot trunk revision 2260. And a snapshot is a daily compiled snapshot of the source NVDA. So they compile it straight out of the source every day, and you can download it from the website if you don't want to compile it yourself, and that's what I've been doing. And if you are a user of NVDA and you want to maybe make sure you're not using the something, you know, it could be broken, seeing as how it's not release code or anything, it's just compiled every day out of source, it could be broken, something, you know, might even be completely non-functional. So if you don't want to take such chances, then you might want to stick with 0.6p1 or have that and use a snapshot alongside it and just put in a different folder. So you can do that if you want to. So we'll close JAWS and okay, it's closed. Now we will hit enter.
NVDA setup dialog. Nelsoft install system v2.36 setup for NVDA version trunk R2260. Welcome to the installation for NVDA non-visual desktop access, a free and open source screen reader for Microsoft Windows. Copyright 2006-2008 NVDA contributors. This wizard will guide you through the installation of NVDA. It is recommended that you close all other applications before continuing with this setup. Next button Alt plus N.
Okay, I'll let it read the whole thing because it sounds pretty neat. NVDA now includes eSpeak. It's bundled with it. NVDA uses it directly, and it's using it right now to talk. Even when you carry NVDA with you on a portable folder, eSpeak is in that folder, and NVDA uses it. Of course, you can set it to use SAPI or whatever, but it does now use eSpeak, and it is part of NVDA. So I'll go ahead and tab around this, and it is speaking in English, you know, English accent kind of thing. So I guess it could be maybe difficult to understand, but I guess we have to live with that for now. So we'll go ahead and hit tab.
Cancel button. Next button Alt plus N. Cancel next button Alt plus.
So we've only got two things canceled. And next, I'll hit next.
I agree. Press page down to see the rest of the agreement. Edit GNU General Public License.
There's the license for general public stuff. We'll hit tab.
Back button Alt plus B.
There's our back button.
I agree button Alt plus A.
There's our next button. So. Agree button anyway.
Next, edit, selected F colon backstroke program files backstroke NVDA.
Let you choose where you install NVDA, and it defaults to the drive on which your operating system is installed colon backslash program file backslash NVDA. And I'm running Windows XP off of drive F. But drive F is only about 30 gigabytes, most of which is taken up. I want to put it on drive C, which is where Vista is installed. So I'll hit home.
F, I'm selecting F colon backstroke program files backstroke NVDA.
And I'll hit delete one time to take the F off of there.
Colon.
Now I type a C.
C.
And read it again.
Edit focus. C colon backstroke program files backstroke NVDA.
So now it'll put it on my C drive, which is about 140 gigabytes. To read it, I could have hit insert or NVDA plus up arrow, or what I did was hit NVDA plus tab. And from here on out, when I refer to NVDA plus something that is hitting insert or the numpad 0 if you got numpad turned off, or caps lock if you have NVDA set to use those two. So, you know, it's NVDA modifier, and I'll just say NVDA plus whatever.
Caps lock off.
Whoops. Okay, we'll hit tab.
Browse. Button Alt plus R. Back button Alt plus B. Next button Alt plus N. Install. Edit. Selected NVDA.
And that's what to choose the start menu folders.
List, a Kaplan group not selected, 1 of 46, do not create shortcuts, checkbox not checked, back button Alt plus B, install button Alt plus I.
And I was hitting tab, and I didn't want to change any of that, so I'll hit Alt I.
Next, unavailable, show details button Alt plus D. Finish button Alt plus F. Sorry, me not TX. Welcome to NVDA Dialog. Welcome to NVDA. Most commands for controlling NVDA require you to hold down the NVDA key while pressing other keys. By default, the numpad insert and main insert keys may both be used as the NVDA key. You can also configure NVDA to use the caps lock as the NVDA key. Press NVDA plus N at any time to activate the NVDA menu. From this menu, you can configure NVDA, get help, and access other NVDA functions. Options grouping. Use caps lock as an NVDA modifier key checkbox not checked.
And, essentially it says welcome. It's just like a startup dialogue, somewhat similar to what you get with JAWS. I mean, it's the kind of, sort of the same concept, but here it allows us to choose whether a caps lock.
Caps lock off, caps lock on, caps lock off.
Functions as an NVDA modifier, and I want it to.
Space, checked.
So I check this, and I'll hit tab.
Show this dialog when NVDA starts, checkbox checked.
And I don't need to show it again.
Space, not checked, OK button.
Because I've already made the setting I want, and I don't need to change it again.
Readme.txt, notepad pane, edit NVDA readme file.
And this is a readme file that comes up after installing NVDA, so I'm going to close it.
Software pane, folder view list, NVDA snapshot trunk R 2260 installer not exe 240 of 240.
I'm going to also close this.
Gold wave pane, untitled 14 pane.
Okay, next we will talk about a couple of changes. One of them is, for a while there, whenever you launched NVDA, you got a NVDA interface window. And it had a quick start document in it that you could arrow around. And that document, that window, is no longer being used. Now it pops up in the system tray. And to access it, you hit NVDA plus N. So I'll hit NVDA plus N.
NVDA menu.
And we can up and arrow, up and down arrow.
Preferences submenu P. Tools submenu T. Help submenu H. Revert to saved configuration R5 of 8. Save configuration S6 of 8. Exit X8 of 8. Preferences submenu P.
And if we hit right arrow on preferences.
General settings. G synthesizer. S2 of 9. Voice settings. V3 of 9. Keyboard settings. K4 of 9. Mouse settings. M5 of 9. Object presentation. O6 of 9. Virtual buffers. B7 of 9. Document formatting. F8 of 9. Speech dictionaries submenu D.
And that's what we have.
General settings. G1 of 9.
There. And, okay, we'll close this out.
Preferences submenu Gold Wave Pane. Untitled 15 Pane.
And see what I'm supposed to talk about next. Okay, next we're going to talk about, a few keystrokes like NVDA Control S, NVDA Control C, and NVDA Control V to do some certain things with NVDA that aren't as easy to do now that NVDA doesn't have the interface window. So they assigned keystrokes to most of the settings you can make. So I'll start to demonstrate that. First, I'll use NVDA Control S to bring up the synthesizer dialog.
Synthesizer dialog. Synthesizer combo box speak. eSpeak Alt plus S. SAPI for active voice. Microsoft Speech API for active voice, not active voice. SAPI for Serotec. Microsoft Speech API version 4. Serotec driver.
So it also has SAPI 4 support. Now it has two drivers. They both have their own problems. One of them will work for somebody and the other one will work for the other somebody, and sometimes if you're really unlucky, we won't go there. So anyway.
SAPI 5, Microsoft Speech API version 5, SAPI.SP voice. Silence, no speech.
No speech. And
display, a virtual synth which displays text in a window.
I had this at home, and that's also another one for a programmer wanting to learn about accessibility or something. You can they can set it to this display thing, and it makes text appear on the screen. When NVDA would have said something, it shows it shows what it would have said on the screen. So
eSpeak, eSpeak,
and we're back down to eSpeak. So we'll tab over.
Output device combo box Microsoft Sound Mapper Alt plus D.
You could change
Realtek HD audio output.
What sound card you used.
OK button.
And
Gold Wave Pay.
That demonstrates the synthesizer dialogue, except I do want to take a second to switch synthesizers, so.
Synthesizer dialog. Synthesizer combo box SP. SAPI 4 active. SAPI 4 Serotec. SAPI 5. Microsoft Speech API version 5. SAPI.SP voice.
We'll switch to SAPI 5 just to show how it works. We just hit enter.
Gold Wave Pane. Untitled 16 Pane.
And that's that. And I don't think I have any SAPI 4 voices. We'll find out.
Synthesizer dialog. SAPI 4 active voice. Microsoft Speech API 4. Active voice. Active voice.
Hi,
synthesizer dialog. Could not load the SAPI 4 active voice synthesizer. Synthesizer dialog.
So, yeah, I don't have any SAPI 4.
eSpeak. eSpeak.
Gold Wave Pane. Untitled.
Now we're back to eSpeak. Now we will demonstrate an NVDA Control V, which is for voices. V is in voices.
Voice settings dialog. Voice combo box English. N backstroke N Alt plus V.
And we got a lot of different voices that for eSpeak.
N Scottish. N backstroke N SC. Greek. L. N English. Lancashire. N backstroke N N. English RP. N backstroke N RP. English W means. N backstroke N W M. English US. N backslash N R. N West Indies. N backstroke N Y. Esperanto. L. N West English US.
Yeah. There are...
Voice combo box English as N backslash NR, focus Alt plus V.
It doesn't show me how many there are, but there's a bunch of voices in here. And I'll set it to English UA. So I'll tab.
Variant combo box max Alt plus A.
We can change the variant.
Female 4, female 3,
none.
Female 1.
None.
Female 3, female 4.
Max, Robert.
Female 2.
Male 5, male 4, male 6, male 1, male 3, male 2, croak. Variant croak. Max. Max.
And we'll leave it on max. So, tab.
Rate slider 30 Alt plus R. 20, 26, 5, 4. Rate 0, 37, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 28, 16, 15. Pitch 0. Rates of pitch signer 0 out plus E. Words and it's
97. Pitch 100. Rate pitch signer 100 out plus E. 9.
26, 43, 40, inflection signer 75 out plus I.
How much intonation do you get?
72, 0, pitch signer 40 out plus E, inflection signer 0 out plus I.
And 100?
100, pitch signer 40 out plus E, inflection signer 100 out plus I. 76, 75.
We'll leave it at 75.
Volume signer 100 out plus O.
And of course there's volume.
Speak all punctuation checkbox not checked out plus S. Raise pitch for capitals checkbox checked. Say cap before capitals checkbox not checked. Beep for capitals checkbox not checked. Okay button. Scroll wave pane. Untitled 16 pane.
And we can apply the changes we've made by hitting NVDA control C.
Configuration saved.
C is in configuration. There's also some general settings I want to change. NVDA control G.
General settings dialog. Language requires restart to fully take effect. Combo box user default. We save configuration on exit checkbox not checked out plus S space checked.
Checked out.
Warn before exiting NVDA checkbox checked out space not checked.
So now it will, when I hit NVDA plus Q to close NVDA, it'll automatically, you know, immediately turn it off without asking me if I'm sure if I want to do so. And it will automatically save settings, so I don't have to manually do it myself.
Login level combo box info out plus O.
And this is where you set up how it logs itself, so that, you know, if you get an error or whatever, you can go look it up and send it to a developer and see if I can figure it out.
Okay button, gold wave pane, untitled 16 pane.
And if you want to change mouse pointer options.
Mouse settings dialog.
NVDA control M.
Report mouse shape changes. Report text under the mouse checkbox checked. Report role when mouse enters object checkbox not checked out plus R. Play audio coordinates when mouse moves checkbox checked. Brightness controls audio coordinates volume checkbox not checked. Space checked. OK button. Scroll wave pane. Untitled 16 pane.
And here's what it was talking about.
Untitled 16. On the desktop.
I was just touching my touchpad and moving it around, and you can hear the mouse pointer moving.
Oops. desktop.
Okay, and of course you can turn that off with NVDA plus M.
Mouse tracking off.
So if somebody's sighted using the computer and moving the mouse around and you're tired of hearing that, you can hit that. And I'm moving the touchpad right now and it's not doing nothing. I'll turn it back on.
Mouse tracking on. Desktop.
Okay.
Untitled 16. Gold web.
Alright, now let's demonstrate. We can change virtual buffers.
Voice and gold wave.
Wrong one. NVDA control B maybe.
Virtual.
Yep, okay.
100. Maximum number of characters on one line, edit alt plus M. Selected 100.
And this is how it displays web pages and how it reads them and stuff.
Number of lines per page, edit alt plus N. Selected 25. Use screen layout when supported. Checkbox checked alt plus S. Report virtual presentation on focus changes. Checkbox checked. Update the content dynamically. Checkbox checked. Report links. Checkbox checked. Report lists. Checkbox checked. Report list items. Checkbox checked. Report headings. Checkbox checked. Report tables, checkbox not check. Report graphics, checkbox check. Report forms, checkbox not check. Report form fields, checkbox check. Report block quotes, checkbox check. Report paragraphs, checkbox not check. Report frames, checkbox checked. Okay, button.
And that was a quick overview of what options we have in there now.
Gold wave pane, untitled 16 pane.
How about the keyboard options? Control NVDA K.
Keyboard settings dialog. Keyboard layout combo box. Desktop alt plus K.
We got desktop layout.
Laptop.
And we got laptop layout.
Desktop.
And I like the desktop layout. It works fine with this laptop, so.
Use caps lock as an NVDA modify key. Checkbox checked. Use numpad insert as an NVDA modify key. Checkbox checked. Use extended insert as an NVDA modify key. Checkbox checked. Speak typed characters. Checkbox checked. Speak typed words. Checkbox not check. Speak command keys. Checkbox not check. Okay, but gold wave pane. Untitled.
I want to mention that a lot of the NVDA commands require the numpad. And, you know, your numpad.
Numlock, numlock off.
And you would hit something like numpad 4 to go to the previous object in the tree of objects. And a lot of people go, how would you do that with a laptop? And of course they did give you the laptop layout for the keyboard, but some people can do it with the FN key on their laptop. I got it held down now. If I hit U,
top untitled 16.
See, when I hold down NVDA, it turns the right side of my home row keyboard into a numpad. Just as if I hit
numlock on
and then hit it.
4.
So
numlock off.
Hold down FN.
Untitled 60 bottom. Untitled 16. Untitled 60. UNTI top. Top bottom. Untitled 60.
And if I hold down the NVDA key while still holding down FN.
Title bar and system menu and title workspace page. Gold wave window. Gold wave window. System menu but title bar go.
I can move through the different objects in the tree, so it does work that way.
Gold wave.
For some people. And I have used a couple of laptops for which it did not work, so. You know, either it will or it won't. If it doesn't, you have the laptop layout that you can use. There's an object presentation dialog, NVDA control O.
Object presentation dialog, report tooltips, checkbox not checked, report help balloons, checkbox, report space, checked.
I just turned on.
Report tooltips, checkbox checked, focus alt plus D.
So that it will do that.
Report help balloons, checkbox checked, report object shortcut keys, checkbox check, report object position information, checkbox check, report object descriptions, checkbox check, say object state first, checkbox not beep on progress bar updates, checkbox check, okay button, scroll wave pane.
And that's that. I think that's about everything. If I go
NVD
to MDDA, plus N.
Preferences submenu.
Brought up that menu again.
General settings.
We'll look at the dialogues we got to see if there was any more.
Speech dictionaries document format.
There is none that I know of. No keystrokes for speech dictionary yet.
Document formatting. Ver document formatting. F8 of 9. Preference gold wave. document for old wave.
That one, document formatting is NVDA control D.
Document formatting dialog. Announce formatting changes after the cursor can cause a lag. Checkbox not checked. Report font name. Checkbox not checked. Report font size. Checkbox not checked. Report font attributes. Checkbox not checked. Report style. Checkbox not checked. Report pages. Checkbox checked. Report line numbers. Checkbox not checked. Report tables. Checkbox checked. Report alignment. Checkbox not checked. Okay button. Scroll wave.
And that's that.
NVDA save configuration ref gen of speech document format in virtual buffers. Object present a mouse setting keyboards voice says in the general speech dict pref.
Yes, I did give you.
Gold wave help pain. Gold wave.
All of the keystrokes now. So we will stop this and figure out what to talk about next. Next we're going to demonstrate virtual buffers have had some interesting tweaks. Firefox support is in now, and as Rick Harmon said in his podcast, the virtual buffers were slow back then in the day, and they still are for Internet Explorer-based objects that work like that. They use that need to use the virtual buffers. They are still slow. They are going to get updated so that they will be quicker. But Mozilla Corporation paid NVDA Access some fees in order to get them to help them implement good virtual buffer support into Mozilla Firefox and Thunderbird. So now, when you use Firefox with NVDA, the support is very, very responsive, and the web pages load fast and all that. So I'm going to demonstrate it.
Gold wave pain.
I'll just launch Mozilla Firefox, and sorry about the whooshing noise.
Start menu pain. The Microsoft update M. My monkey term sub match 1 to minefield sub men. Minefield M. Look pain.
This is a dial-up connection, so it will take a while to load pages. To download them, anyway.
Alert label. WebVisum is now enabled. Edit. WebVisum is now enabled. Close this mess. Alert label. You are logged into WebVisum. Edit. You are logged into WebVisum. Close this message button 2 of 2.
You hear it beeping, telling us what our progress is of downloading the homepage.
Transferring data from www.mozilla.org. Minefield start page grouping iframe read only link out plus shift plus 2 skip to heading level 1 link out.
Okay, sounds like it's look
link out.
Got the page up.
Headless it's
really responsive.
Link out.
I can hit Alt D.
Toolbar location combo box location edit has auto complete. Selected http://www.mozilla.org/project/. Gold wave untitled gold wave pain untitled.
Okay, sorry about that. Phone rang and I had to pick it up and, you know, all that good stuff.
Minefield start page. Minefield start http www.
So,
unselected we selecting gate.
We're hitting
Alt
D and got to the address bar.
Blank.
Now we can type in our address.
http://www. ARONTECHRANDYLAPOP.COM http://www.arantech.randylaptop.com. Really busy looking up www.arantech.randylaptop.com. WebVisum. Connecting to
I'm just hitting NVDA plus end.
Waiting for
And it's reading the status line.
Waiting busy. Waiting for www. Waiting for www. Arantech. Iframe list with ten. Done WebVis.
Excuse me. And.
List with 10 items. Link click.
We got my webpage up.
Link click here to visit. Visit link con. Link and link. I'll edit checkbox checked. Oh, edit has auto complete button. Google search. Arantech has been visited link 511 times so far out of no trail list.
Okay. Now I am. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna pause this and.
Gold wave.
look at my notes to remind myself. Okay,
Untitled, aren't.
Back to Firefox. We'll take a minute to show you a couple of enhancements. And one of them is links list, like you get in JAWS, and it's NVDA plus F7. I don't know if Windows Eyes can do it, but it probably can.
Links list dialog list. Click here to visit Tyler Wood's website, WolfTech. 1 of 15.
So, you get all my links.
Click here, home free of the contact amount. Gate clock, alphabet, come. Contact 14 of 15. Activate link button. I'll move to link button. I'll cancel button list.
Can I hit tab and I can either
activate link button alt plus A,
or I can
move to link button alt plus M.
Move to it and
act list.
It's got keystrokes for it.
Activate link button alt plus A.
Alt plus A to activate.
Move to link button alt plus M.
Alt plus M to move to it.
Act list.
So
click here to go to Arantech's top speed page 13 of 15.
Move to that link. Alt M.
Arantech out of iframe. Click here to go to Arantech. The word link this link. Added some stuff about link this link. Added some more cars for top speed link. Click here to go to Arantech's top speed page modified.
Yeah, so it did work. And if I want to activate a link, I'll bring up links list again.
Links list. Click here to go to Arantech. Contact about. Can't click this link. 511 of 15. Articles 10 of 15. Humor pages 9 of 15.
Say I want to go to humor pages, I think I can hit enter to do that.
Arantech, minefield frame, grouping, iframe, link this link, connecting to the...
Yeah, I could just hit enter, or alt A, so...
Waiting for the... Stop.
And I hit escape to stop. And, let's see, what are some other changes? We got our heading navigation.
No next heading, what's new? No previous heading.
That hasn't been in there forever.
Out of iframe this link, click here to visit.
We can go to links.
Out of iframe from this link, click here to go to our no next list.
And we can go to list with L.
No next list, the wording.
Radio buttons and stuff with R.
No next radio button.
Combo.
No next combo box. Monday, February 27, 2.
List items.
Saturday, Thursday. No next list item.
And that's a list at the bottom of my page that has all the what's new type things.
Out of list.
And that's all I got to show you about this. It's pretty quick and it works good. And you could get your Mozilla Firefox portable version and stick that and NVDA on a thumb drive, because computers don't have Firefox installed by default, right? So you can have it on your thumb drive, so you're not stuck with Internet Explorer when you sit down at somebody else's computer who does not have Firefox installed yet. So you could launch NVDA and launch Firefox off your thumb drive and have your advantages of the high performance until support for Internet Explorer virtual buffers is implemented. So let's close this.
Quit minefield alert. Do you want minefield to save your tabs for N? Quit button on. Untitled. No. Gold way.
Okay, and we'll stop this and see what we talk about next. Okay, I'm back going to demonstrate some enhancements to email. Now, this isn't... it's not... It's like a couple of hints. So if you're using NVDA with Outlook Express, using these hints might be helpful. And also, I just realized that NVDA come out really loud in the past parts of this podcast, and I was pretty quiet. So I boosted myself up a bit and told NVDA to back off a little bit. So should be somewhat more balanced. You won't get blown away by NVDA and strain to hear me. So here we go.
Untitled Gold Wave.
We need to open up good old Outlook Express.
Start menu pane, inbox, Outlook Express pane, list, PayPal subject.
And we'll find, let's go to Tools.
Send and receive submenu S.
By hitting Alt T and then up arrow.
Options, Oh, 14 of 14.
To options and hit it on that.
Options dialog.
And what I'm doing in here is I'm going to tell Outlook Express to always read messages in plain text. So we'll hit Control Tab.
Read property page. Reading messages second. S. News headers at a time. Font.
And we need to get to the Read tab. And we're already there. It said Read property page. So that's what we want. Now we'll tab until we find what we're looking for.
Edit. Selected 5. Automatically expand grouped messages. Automatically download message when read all messages in plain text. Checkbox checked out plus R.
That's it. It's already checked. By default, it's not checked. I've already checked it. And I'll leave it checked. So I'll just hit Enter.
Inbox Outlook X.
So you would hit space to check it if it wasn't already and then hit Enter. Now we'll find a message.
Brian Smart Subject. John S.X. Rick Harmon Subject.
And, by the way, the... sorry, excuse me. The reason for reading messages in plain text is virtual buffer code is kind of slow, so if you get it to read this way, it's going to be faster. So you don't have to load up virtual buffers to be able to render the HTML. So we'll hit Enter on this message.
Rick Harmon Subject. Re. Got a podcast. I got. Re. Got a podcast.
This is a message I sent to Rick Harmon a while earlier.
Re. Edit. Attachments.
And when you read messages in plain text, sometimes you have to hit Tab until you get into the message body. I just sent him a file link.
Blank, blank, hi. Sorry, it seems so. I had a friend upload again with thanks. Send space file delivery notif lang. You've got a file called me51s.mp3. We're waiting for now. You can use the file lang. http://www.sendspace.com/file.
So I down to the link and it's there. Now, let's say I want to be able to read this in HTML for some reason. All we gotta do is hit Shift-Alt-H.
Okay, I have it here now.
Now it's in HTML, and we got links and stuff.
And Rick Locke from Link, Valiant A2, Link, Rick Haas, and Sasa, Rehaas, Arta, you ever a fan, send lang, you've got a lang, you can you lang, link, http://www.sendspace.com.
And of course, we could hit enter at this point to open that link, so.
Inbox up.
That demonstrates that part of Outlook Express. Now I wanted to take a minute to talk about something else too.
Rosanna Penn.
And sorry about the whooshing noise, but NVDA currently doesn't indicate unread messages. Can't do it. So here's a little way around that. You could either
File submenu out, edit submenu out, view submenu out plus
go to view.
Current view submenu V. Sort by subcut, show hide read, show all messages, hide read messages, H2 of 8.
You could hide read messages by going to view and right arrowing when you find current view. And now try this.
View submenu alt plus V, list, John S.X. subject, Jose.
So now it's
John
only showing unread messages, and there's only two of them in the inbox.
Jose, John S.
And we can go back to view.
File edit sub view current, sort current, show all messages, S1 of 8.
To uncheck it, you have to hit enter on show all messages.
List.
Did that now.
Brian, Don, Rick, Don,
yeah, my red messages are back again.
PayPal.
And, there's another way to do this stuff too.
Rosanna Penn.
We can just hit Control U to move to the next unread message.
Brian Smart Subject. Re. Job Outlook Express Dialog. There are no more unread messages in this folder. Inbox out.
And it asks you if you want to move to the next folder, and that's not important right now. So that's another way around it. Even if you've got messages that group by conversation, which I do, which is, you know, it hitting Control U there will expand messages if there's an unread message inside of a conversation. So that works just fine.
Tree view inbox expanded 1 of 7 level 3.
So that's about all I have to talk about here.
Gold wave, I go.
We'll stop this and be back in a minute with new stuff. Okay, next I was going to talk about the system tray. There have been some changes so that NVDA now I think I can safely say is probably about the best screen reader there is at directly accessing the system tray without using a virtual buffer like JAWS does here. You know, I don't know anything about Windows really, so.
Desktop list.
So, I went to the desktop, I hit Shift Tab.
Notification area toolbar, NVDA button 1 of 31, NVDA tooltip.
And if you hit right arrow.
Heavy Randy for personal, juice, downloading button, Windows Messenger, not signed in, but juice button 5 of 3, Windows Messenger, not signed in, Windows Security Alerts button, S button 8 of 3, 9 of MRC button, 10 local area connection, a network cable is unplugged, volume button, safely remove hardware button, 30 of 3, 46% remaining button, 3rd 4, 26 p.m. clock, NVDA button.
So yeah, that's the,
4, notify 4, not heavy juice, heavy NVDA. NVDA tooltip, and notification 420 in Node 424 NVDA space, NVDA tooltip.
So that's the
Gold.
New system tray. That's how NVDA works with it now. Knowing Rick Common's podcast, Windows Live Messenger kept insisting on getting focus when he tried to demonstrate the system tray. So it does seem to be working very nicely now. Okay. And we're just about done, but we're going to talk about the synth settings ring, as it's called. This sort of resulted from a suggestion that I made, and there probably, you know, there were some people that agreed, and one person said, okay, I'll write it. And I'd like to think that it was me that got the whole thing started. So it's the synth settings ring, and it is similar to that thing in Windows, and I think you hit Control Alt Up Arrow, Right Arrow, Down Arrow, or Left Arrow, and you make synthesizer settings on the fly. And now we can do that with NVDA. And it's not like it's hard to hit NVDA Control V to bring up the voices dialog, or NVDA Control S to bring up synthesizers. But we can still do it another way. And here's how it works: hold down Control and an NVDA modifier. For me, I'll use caps lock. And use left and right arrow keys to move between the settings you can adjust.
Rate 30, pitch 40, inflection 75, voice English as N backslash NR, variant max.
And then use up and down arrow keys to make adjustments to whichever one you have selected with left and right arrow keys.
Variant Robert.
Variant female 2.
Variant Robert, volume 100.
So now I've selected Robert, now I'll right arrow to inflection.
Rate for pitch for inflection 75. Inflection 100.
Wrong direction.
Inflection 0.
Now I've got a robot named Robert. Robo Robert.
Voice English as N backslash NR.
Just like the one on the double talk synthesizer or whatever is used in the M40 and in the book port.
Variant Robert, value 100, rate 30, pitch 40, inflection inflection 100, inflection 75.
So that's that. That is the synth settings ring.
Pitch rate, value 1.
And it works when you use sappy voices.
Variant Robert,
as well.
Variant Max.
Okay, let's see what comes up next.
Gold Wave.
Sorry about the noise. Wishing stuff. Okay, I'm going to take a second to demonstrate a really neat feature. I think just about all screen readers that use the control key to stop speech. And NVDA certainly isn't an exception, but it is a difference. And I think there is one other screen reader at least that does it this way. I think it might be Orca. Or is it VoiceOver? And whoever tested that liked it and decided to make NVDA do it too. And how it works is the control key doesn't stop speech, it pauses it. And it doesn't work for everything, but I think it does work for Sappy 5 and definitely for CE-Speak, and we'll try it out. Let's open up Notepad.
Run LTA Descent Caps Lock Off AIPVOE TSSSTSOSFVDA Steady space, CTL, Steady space, Question. Hi everyone.
And I wrote,
hi everyone, this is a test of NVDA and the control pause feature. We are about to find out how well NVDA's control pause feature works. Yay, won't this be very interesting?
Okay.
Hi everyone.
And now we'll demonstrate the control key feature. Now control itself just works normally.
Hi.
I should have lied when I said that, but okay. We'll go ahead and start reading, and then we'll, at some point, I'll hit control.
Hi everyone, this is a test of NVDA and the control.
So I've hit control and it stopped. Now, if I hit control again, nothing, but if I hit shift.
Control pause feature, we are about to
hit control again, shift.
Find out how well NVDA's
control again, and you can also stop it by hitting shift, and then just hit shift again to resume.
Control pause feature. Work. Sticky keys.
Oops, I figured that'd happen.
Untitled.
Hit shift one too many times and it popped up the sticky keys dialog. So.
I am.
Yeah, originally you could hit control again to unpause it, but, you know, if you're listening to a command prompt updating, you know, really fast and you're just machine gun hitting the control key like that, I'm sure you can hear that. You would make NVDA start, stop like that, instead of making it stay quiet. And, so, that is that. And next, we're going to actually wrap it up after we demonstrate, the keyboard help thing, so. And this is just demonstrating the NVDA plus F1. So we'll hit that.
721.
Oops, I meant NVDA plus 1, so that's a little error on my part. I've hit it 2 or 3 times already, but I meant NVDA plus 1.
Into keyboard help on.
And what it does is gives you keyboard help.
Extended down. Extended right. Return. K. A, B, C, D, E, F, A, I, J, K, L, O, R. W. A, B, C, D, E, F, A, I, J, K, L, M, O, P.
Okay, I can't type the alphabet today for some reason, but, yeah, you can hit NVDA plus F2 and it says...
NVDA plus 2, toggle speak typed characters description. Toggles on and off the speaking of typed characters location. App module handler not default. Caps lock on.
So...
Caps lock off.
That is how that works. And you hit NVDA plus 1 again to turn it off.
NVDA plus 1. Keyboard help off.
Sorry about the phone ringing.
Untitled. Note Outlook. Outlook Express.
Okay, this is pretty much the wrapper-upper. And it's to give you a bit of information about how to find out more about NVDA. First, there is the NVDA user list. It is NVDA@freelist.org. You can send them an email and they'll reply, and you reply to that and you're subscribed. Oh yeah, I forgot to say put the word subscribe in the subject. Put the word subscribe in the subject. Another list is for developers or people interested in what's going on the developing side. NVDA dev lists. And it is nvda-dev@lists.nvaccess.org. The NVDA website is http://www.nvda-project.org. And I think that just about wraps it up. This is my contact information. My email address is valiant8086@lavabit.com, valiant8086@lavabit.com. My website is www.arontech.randylaptop.com, arontech.randylaptop.com. My MSN is a1t2s3_89@hotmail.com. My Skype is arontech.valiant, arontech.valiant. And that's about it. Thank you for listening.